technology is so pervasive at agencies that it touches every aspect of operations. Norm Lorenz is a director at Grant Thornton and was the government's first chief technology officer, and he's got some data about what your colleagues are working on and how they're trying to do it, and he's here to share it with you now. Norm, thanks for being on with me. It's always great to talk to you.
Likewise, Francis.
It seems like that CIOs in general have kind of a positive outlook on what they're doing, where agencies are headed, even with the budget constraints that we're in. That was a little bit of a surprise to me, I have to confess.
Well, I mean, I think increasingly, and you've already said it, the use of technology is pervasive. And so increasingly, the CIO role becomes even more important, becomes more of an equal partner with other disciplines, and really extraordinarily supports the mission of these agencies.
Grant Thornton and Tech America, of course, recently released the 21st Annual Survey of Federal CIOs, and our Jason Miller covered it. There were a couple aspects of this that jumped out at me. A lot of CIOs not expecting their budgets to increase, but there is a small minority of them that are saying, yeah, we're going to get more money. That's part of where I took my overall positive outlook from.
Yeah, and I think I believe the administration has said this as well. In order to improve the efficiency of government, there actually is an increase in IT spend. So absolutely right. By the same token, if you look at the barriers that they identified in this survey, that their number one barrier is an adequate budget. So it's a double-edged sword. Some are going to see increases, but it's really going to be an ongoing challenge, just like the rest of government.
Mm-hmm. When Vivek Kundra first started talking about tech stat sessions, I had an image of Mr. or Ms. CIO just holding his or her hand on his or her forehead going, oh, no. Just the idea of what these meetings might be like. So, again, I'm surprised to see they seem to like these tech stat sessions.
Yeah, and a majority of them have participated in them. Again, it really has, there's more than just the IT folks at the table. It is a, you know, kind of a broad exposure of what's really going on. And I think it's been very constructive as far as making things better.
The sense that I took away after reading this kind of fit with something I was reading, an HR piece of information, a paper I was reading about talking about problem solving and making collaboration with employees look like problem solving instead of making it look like disciplinary action. And I guess when I first heard about tech stats, I was thinking of it more along, not that I thought that people that went into them were going to be upbraided, but just that the idea would be, hey, what are you doing wrong and how are we going to fix what's wrong, instead of what it sounds like they are, which is a collaborative model, as you said, with people, not just IT people, but all kinds of people at the table trying to solve problems and get things on track.
Yeah, the objective is for improvement. It's not an I get you game. It's not, hi, I'm from OMB, I'm here to help you. It's really, let's look at the information we have. How are things going? How can we make things better?
Yeah, what do you need to get this back on
Absolutely.
Track so we don't have to keep doing this over and over again? And, you know, and I laugh about that a little bit, and yet that's the underlying sentiment that I think is behind a lot of the things that you're looking at in this survey and that you and I have talked about before when it comes to technology stuff, because there is a sense, especially from the Hill, that, hey, we're asking about the same things and the same problems over and over and over again.
That's right. And to do what you've always done, you know, the story and expect a different outcome. You know, one of the things that's very positive in this is that they're, you know, the looking at the types of resources they're bringing into government and adding, they're in key management areas, program management, security. So, you know, they're actually bringing some of the best and brightest into government. And if you look at, you know, what they told us, they're actually going to hire more folks in the contracting community in those discipline areas as well.
I just got an overall sense from reading some of this material that people really have a sense that IT in general is headed in the right direction in government. Right guidance from OMB on cybersecurity. A lot of people already working on projects, at least pilot projects, when it comes to cloud computing. Employees using social media, and not just to be cool, but to actually meet the mission of the agency. These are overall pretty positive steps, do you think?
It was. I've been involved in a number of these. It was among the more constructive that I've been involved in directly. And, you know, it's a funny thing. We all deal with these technology issues in our private lives as well. So I think that's really helpful because folks are using these kinds of capabilities when they come home, and so it doesn't make it as onerous at work.
When you think about some of the things that are out there kind of on the horizon for the next, let's say, 1 to 2 to 5 years, things like employees being able to bring their own technology and get them on the network and that kind of thing, any maybe wargaming that CIOs ought to be thinking about and CTOs ought to be thinking about over the next that period of time, you know, 1 to 2 to 5, to really be prepared for some of these things that potentially could be sea changes along the lines of what we've already seen with mobile technology?
Well, in the survey, it talks about the percentage of the CIOs that are actually engaged in these pilots for cloud applications, and it is broad. So the folks have gotten the message that we need to utilize the best technology in the most effective way, and so they're really getting after it.